Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. This week on the Senate floor, the Senate Third Read House Bills 594 and 508. Some folks were calling it the capital gains tax cut bill. Within that bill were several provisions, a couple of good ones, and a couple that I think might be harmful to the health and welfare of the state of Missouri in the future. One of the good pieces of the House bill was the circuit breaker. It matches some of the language I filed. The circuit breaker is formerly known as the Senior Citizen Property Tax Relief Credit. The idea behind it is the circuit breaker can help keep older Missourians and Missourians living with disabilities in their home longer because this tax credit helps offset the cost of some of their property taxes. And this circuit breaker language was critical to get across the finish line because the tax credit limits and the income limitations have not been updated since 2008. And there's just been obviously a lot of inflation since 2008. I was really proud to have my legislation included in that bill. Another good thing that will help Missourians of all ages is there was a state sales tax cut on diaper and hygiene products. And I believe that that is just something good. It's good for babies and toddlers, but also women all around the state of Missouri. These are products are not luxuries, and we should not be paying full tax on these necessary items. Within House Bill 594 and 508, though, were a couple of things that I'm concerned about. We're able to negotiate right now as the bill stands. It would only be individual people who would be immediately eligible for the capital gains tax cut. A lot of this is a little bit misleading because Missouri does not have a capital gains tax, so there's not necessarily something to eliminate. But I do believe that this bill will end up taking general revenue from the state of Missouri, and I'm concerned about the long-term implications. A small win in this bill was that we are delaying corporations from being able to take advantage of the capital gains tax cut that would kick in once some of our state's revenue picks up and increases. Another good thing that happened on the Senate floor this week is we voted out Senate Bills 155 and 166. This is a bill with bipartisan support that would require schools to have plans to respond to cardiac incidents. And it's not just during school, but also during school-sponsored events. I think our job as legislators is to do everything we can to make sure schools are safe and secure and welcoming. The number one cause of death of student athletes is sudden cardiac arrest. So I just want to make sure public schools and charter schools around the state have thought through what they would do when there is a cardiac emergency. If you have a cardiac emergency response plan in place, the data shows that the survival rate increases by more than 50%. So I truly believe this bill will save lives. I had a really great time this week. I had a high school shadow from Afton High School. Mercury Clark joined me on Wednesday and Thursday. He is a student athlete and a student scholar, and he's going to be graduating high school this spring and headed to Missouri S&T next fall to become an electrical engineer. So I just want to say how much I enjoyed spending time with him. Besides Mercury being with me, I had a ton of amazing visitors. Firefighters visited. Bonham Township Democratic Club had some folks here. I participated in the Women Legislators of Missouri Award program on Monday. One of the most unusual things I had happen this week was the Barnstormers Youth Circus Troupe came to visit. It's a youth circus based in my district in Maryland Heights, and it was definitely the highlight of my week, I would say, because it was just as you would expect. These are students that are very athletic, dressed in all kinds of colorful, sparkly outfits that can perform just about any kind of acrobatics. So that was a really fun time to visit with those students as well. They were here as part of a student's art education week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you ever need anything, please reach out to my office. Emily O'Loughlin and Hannah Dolan can help you with anything, but also I'm happy to talk as well. So please reach out by phone, email, whatever works best for you. Thank you.